Hey guys, it's Dilly Dupree, and I'm here with my diligence. And of course, today I want to deliberate. So for today's topic, I want to talk about what is preventing you from love. Take a second to think about that, because it's been on my mind for quite a while. It's an interesting topic, we all know, and I'd just like to expand on what I think is holding me back. I've always said, you know, balance to me is a very important part of life, and balance is a hard thing to achieve. You know, gymnasts make it look very easy, but it is very hard to balance your life out, especially being in your 20s, early 20s. I'm 23 and I constantly work on relaxation and mindfulness because I know those are the two main things that lead to balance. It's like, you know for sure you want to better your life in some way, but you can't be too hard on yourself or else it just becomes depressing. So I constantly have to humble myself and learn to share myself with other people because, you know, I'd like to say I'm selfish in protecting my well-being, as, you know, we all might be in one way or another. But I wouldn't say it's hard for me to trust people. It's just that I want to believe that everyone's intentions for me are just as good for me that my own intentions are for myself, and vice versa. I want my intentions of everyone around me to be nothing but positive and prosperous. So that's why I try to, you know, stay in line with having positive friends that are around me, and just things like that. One, I believe what can get in the way of balance is temptation, because temptations are not godly at all. Temptation is the desire to want something that you don't need. If I remember correctly, I read that actually out of the Bible, a Bible's dictionary. And I also believe that to have faith is not to fear what's to come. It's not to fear the future or anything that's to come to you. You know, you should be ready and have the faith of a mustard seed that you will overcome any imbalance or obstacle or uncertainty in your life. You got to know that distractions, those aren't destined for you to be stuck in. You know, you may get distracted a little bit here and there, but that's not your destiny. That's not where you end. All the overwhelming things in your life, you can get past that just by having a lot of focus and be attentive to your surroundings. I was talking to one of my close friends from back in the Navy this morning. We always used to write each other positive little notes and stuff like that. And, you know, I told her, I like when my life is smooth sailing. I like when the boat is rocking steady, basically. You know, I like success. I like prosperity. But sometimes I like it too much. And in liking it too much, it pushes the people that are around me kind of arm's length away, because my guidelines for ambition, for my self-ambition, is too strong. So it's like I'm already pushing myself, you know, as hard as can be. And it makes me kind of push everyone else away if I feel like those standards aren't met to my own standard, I guess. Another thing I can say is that I'm happy that I can realize that I'm a work in progress, regardless of, you know, however this sounds to anyone else. I'm really not here to be judged, and I could also care less about what many others have to say and me realizing, you know, who I truly am and where I'm trying to be and where I'm trying to go and what I'm trying to let go of. I'm not whole in giving my emotions to love over just planting my feet in the ground. I definitely have to let loose and let go. There's a lot of things that I'm unsure about, but I really just gotta let God be God and let things flow naturally. It's just the uncertainty. It makes me anxious. It makes me hesitant, and it makes me become distant, or it allows me to become distant, because to me, a lot of things in life aren't fair. And yeah, you know, you see that, you realize that, and you want to be okay with that. But then again, you also have a word to yourself, and maybe something that you want to broadcast that you would like to say, but you don't want to feel like you're being judgy or controlling. Because I just want to be happy and knowing that the people around me are happy. And that doesn't necessarily always have to be with my two cents and everything. But I feel like sometimes I have to try to ease everyone's suffering. But now it's like I definitely got to try hard to work at being careless. And that's kind of contradicting in itself. How do you work hard at being careless? By carefully doing so, you know, I'm at a mature age where I can see what's for me and what's not for me. But I just say to everyone, much prosperity will come to you and into your life as long as you carry yourself as an honest person. That is going to come back to you tenfold. If you have a golden heart, you'll attract many golden hearts. You know, if you're a hospitable person, that's what you'll bring around you. Right now, there might be a small space of opportunity for this, but soon that small space of opportunity will become comfortable clouds of acceptance for what is right now. And even rainy days will feel sunny and warm because your heart will be in the right place. So your mind should be sure, but not concerned. Never too concerned. Just, you know, allow God to be and allow life to push you through. And just remain that mental stability and emotional stability and keeping yourself afloat, you know, in every day-to-day situation. Well, guys, that's Dilly Dupree.